You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah! do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click! Click! Boom! I'm coming down on the stereo. Hit me on the radio. Click! Click! Boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. He's the other half, Mr. Ordy Packard. We had actually planned on doing a handoff and handing back the Robinson and Wright show to the original other half of the crew, Mr. Dan Wright, tonight. But, as usual, Dan, when planning to come back to do radio, got called into work. So we'll see what happens next week. Because it's just going to be, you know, anyway. Second verse same.
Again, he's not real.
Second verse same as the first, so we shall see. Anyway, so we're here. We're live. It's KLR Radio. It's Wednesday night. It's Chat Lives Matter night here on KLR Radio. And I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. So far, if you're just joining us, you've missed an hour with G. You've missed an hour with the ladies of Red Wine, including Jody and Stacy, who filled in for Di, and then we had the usual Aaron hanging in over there, and then now it's our turn. So we're going to finish off the night, and I just have to say, I was going to play something, but I couldn't figure out a way to get the audio to pull up, because for some reason I'm logged out of Facebook on the main machine, but I can still get to it on my phone. I'm going to see if I can find it in a second, though, because I know it's a YouTube video, so I'm going to see if I can find it. Because, yeah, somebody made a parody of the crazy chick who's not the head of the Ministry of Truth anymore because it's been shelved. They made a parody of her singing, and I'm going to see if I can find it. Because, yeah, it made me laugh earlier. So I'm going to see if I can find that, because, you know, we gotta make fun of that. It's going to be one of the last chances we're going to get to make fun of her. I expected more mileage out of that one. I really did.
Not really, no. No, that one was not going to last. That was a, oh my God, this parachute is packed with silverware.
Well, I mean,
again, this is why Twitter isn't real life. Because the administration looks at this person and goes, oh my God, she would be fantastic for disinformation. Look at all the disinformation she debunks. She is just, that is her total wheelhouse. And then America takes a look at it, the real America, not Twitter, and goes, what in the crispy, crunchy, Kentucky fried fuck did you just do?
I love it when you say that. Oh, man.
But, I mean, thank you. Yeah, that's... No. It wasn't... I am convinced that that had to be, like, you know, just the administration punking us. I mean, let me rephrase that. If the administration had a sense of humor, like, say, Reagan's administration or even Trump's administration to a lesser extent, I would totally have bought that they were punking us. But no, as Rex calls her, Janko tits. That they actually thought that was a good idea.
Dang it! I can't find it. It was a YouTube video, but now I can't find it anywhere. They probably pulled it already. Some conservative guy put out a parody singing the whole, you know, Mary Poppins song that she did that went viral. He did one calling her super liberal crazy woke chick to that tune. Yeah, and now I can't find it. I was kind of sad about that, but anyway.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah, like Al, exactly. Twitter freaks don't translate to real life. I mean, and that's, you know, it's funny because, you know, the left is like, oh, go touch grass, you fucking nerd. Why are you so angry online? When that's really, again, just fucking projection on their part, because we're the ones making fun of them. We're making fun of this decision. We're not mad about it like you. Good luck in November again.
So, I guess the other crazy thing, you know, so Project Veritas was at it again. So I guess somehow they snuck into Twitter HQ with a bunch of cameras. One of the greatest takeaways was when they got one of the Twitter heads on camera to admit that Twitter doesn't believe in free speech.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a little bit of advice from your old Uncle Ordy. If you're an Indian Twitter engineer and you're approached by a hot woman in a bar, that's James O'Keefe. Okay, that's Veritas.
Hey, you know, some women...
I'm just saying, all right?
Some women like the poo wannabes, dude. Don't be hating.
Okay, I don't make that out to be like a racist thing. That's just like, okay, you're a fucking Twitter nerd, all right? I'm just... She's not into you. That's O'Keefe.
You know, the funny thing is, watching him talk, the one dude I kept thinking of was the guy from Chuck.
Right.
I was like, oh my god, it's the guy from Chuck. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to hell for that one. But it's
and then the other one, the head of like customer relations, you know, consumer relations, the one who he sells ads, because on Twitter they don't have customers, they have advertisers. We're the product. So. And like he's going off about Elon's Asperger's, you know, oh, yeah, I mean, just being ableist as fuck. And I'm like, this guy just and so the other one. A lot of people were saying that the engineer was kind of like staged to lend credibility to the real one, which is just the dude just going fucking off on Elon's Asperger's. And I'm just like, yeah, dude, you're not even going to make it to when he takes over. They're gonna be forced to fire you.
I mean, that's the thing. These are the same people that are telling us we're not tolerant enough, and dude is talking to... Like, call on camera, calling the dude that now is about to own the platform of special ed.
Yeah, he's basically just saying, oh, he's a retard.
I mean, you might as well just hold up the special ed doll and be like, this is my new boss.
All right.
Do you sell spaghetti? I like spaghetti. Yay!
I peed in your pool. Yay! So, yeah. And for you young kids, there was a show called Crank Anchors.
That show was disturbing. It was probably the first time I've ever seen puppet nudity, and I was like, that's just wrong.
You know, the thing about that show, it's like crank calls that was like the end of the crank call humor. Yeah, that started back with like Rick Dees, and it was really early 80s. Where that was like, you know, the shock jock thing to do. And I can't believe that we live in a world where Rick Dees is considered a shock jock. But at the time, he was like the West Coast Howard Stern. And so, but like, Crank Anchors was the entire end of that genre.
Yeah, I know it was, I mean, it would be considered completely inappropriate today, but I loved that show for so many reasons. The saggy Muppet Grandma tits were not one of the reasons, but that was probably the one thing I didn't like about the show. That was just, anyway. But yeah, so I just thought it was funny because, you know, the same people that, oh yeah, we believe in free speech, we just want to monitor you more until they're caught on camera by themselves. Fuck free speech. We don't even believe in that shit.
Yeah. Right. Which, I mean, duh. I mean, anybody to the right of Mao on Twitter who's been suspended for, like, you know, the most innocuous bullshit knows that, you know, it's like, you know, with my last account, I keep sending appeal letters going, so did you suspend the other 3,000 people who responded to that tweet for hateful rhetoric, too? Because I wasn't the only one, guys. Your account will not be reinstated. Yeah, not under this boss, but the new boss, maybe. You should just give me my account back because Elon's going to order you to do it anyway. Hippie trash. Not even hippies. They're just dirty fucking San Francisco trash. Probably not even good enough to live in real San Francisco or San Jose. They're probably on like South Bay or Manteca or something.
So did you hear about the new Netflix memo that has all his employees melting down?
No, I missed that.
You missed it.
Do go on. Tell me more.
So apparently Netflix put out a new culture memo that basically said, if you don't agree with the content that we're putting out, then you probably shouldn't work here anymore.
And which content would that be?
Any of it.
See, and you see, that's kind of the thing is that, okay. Yeah, I could see like Spotify doing that. because it's like, you know, Joe Rogan makes us more than any of you people working here combined. So just shut your yap and take your home your paycheck. But yeah, I mean, everybody gets pissed off at Netflix for having kind of a left bend, and I'm not going to lie, they do. But as streaming services go, they don't like. I don't know. Maybe I just don't pay attention to them that much. They just don't crow about it.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is they started to. That was the problem. They started signing all these deals with all these uber leftist groups, and so they brought the Obamas on board, and they've done all these other things. And since then, everybody's been complaining about the quality going downhill, and they've hired more and more woke people. I mean, hell, they just started an entire news branch that they already had to let people go. It lasted less time than CNN Plus. Which is amazing when you think about it. But that's part of the problem. They started losing.
Isn't that like three Scaramucci's?
Yeah, they've started losing market share because they're not the only game in town anymore, and they've realized that, you know, they can't just. I mean, they can't keep pandering to all this bullshit. I mean, they're taking a hard stance on both accounts because they're looking at everybody and everybody that works there and saying, look, at this point, this is what we do. We're going to have projects that you're going to have to work on that you may not agree with. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle that you're on. If you can't work on the projects we assign you to, you don't need to be here. And I agree with that 100%. Because I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. If you don't want to work on something that a company's putting out and you can't feel that you can get behind it, then you probably shouldn't be there. Quit trying to bend the company to your will. That's how shit stays in the middle. That's all I want is shit in the middle.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, that's fine. You know what? You're not paid to have an opinion. You're paid to put out a product. And if you can't do that, then, you know, go to fucking Paramount. Go work for fucking Kurtzman on Star Trek or some shit. Go work at the BBC. Because they'll cater to your politics as they go into the ground like a fucking dart.
So the one thing I thought was funny, though, in this same vein, is, and I don't even know who put it out, but somebody put out an opinion piece on Fox News about how the original Star Trek series was not woke. And I'm thinking, did you watch the original series? Because for its day, it was very fucking woke.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, look, I get it. Back then, it was tasteful. They had to be subtle about it, but that's just it. You don't have to do that anymore. I mean, hell, they were subtle about everything back in that time frame. The song "Lovin' Your Tummy" from the '60s wasn't about eating candy, folks. Come on now.
Nope.
I mean, it's just the way they had to do things back then. And yeah, it's in your face now. And yeah, it sucks from time to time. And it's one of the reasons why I don't enjoy most of the new Star Trek franchises very much anymore. The one that so far hasn't had any of it, and actually seems like it's old Trek, is so far they've done two shows that are not connected. There's no story arc so far that I can find. Is the newest one, Strange New Worlds. And so far it's the closest thing to original Trek that I've seen in quite some time. And hopefully they don't fuck it up, is all I'm going to say, because so far I've really liked it. I've actually rewatched both of the new episodes.
You know what? Manage your expectations, because it's still Kurtzman.
I know. I get it. They're going to fuck it up at some point. But then again,
I mean, they fucked up Picard so bad that even those who were still watching it for nostalgia are like, did I really need to see an old man taking a shit?
Yeah, but the thing with that is, I mean, some of that is because they've actually turned some of the creative stuff over to Stewart, and that never ends well.
No, I mean, the guys are raving leftists to begin with. You're not helping your... Oh, you know what would make us less woke? Let's give it over to fucking Sir Patrick Stewart. That'll fix shit.
I mean, you know, and honestly, I did not really enjoy this season of Picard. I'm hoping, since this is the last season, that maybe they're going to do a decent send-off for it, but we'll see. I mean, the first season was meh. Second season, I mean, like, three episodes in, I was like, okay, can we finish up the being in the 21st century shit now? Because this is old. It's not really been a show that I've enjoyed. And in my opinion, they've squandered a lot of the new characters that they had on there, because there were so many things that they could have done with them, and they've either just written them completely off the show, or they've basically moved them into the background instead of the foreground. And it's just... It's just wasteful, in my opinion, because, look, I get that Stewart was supposed to be the star of the show, but let's face it, the dude is almost 100 years old.
Yeah, no shit. And that's just, yeah. It's just also damn disappointing.
Because it could have been so much better. I mean, honestly, because I was completely bored this weekend and was exhausted after running my ass off, I rewatched most of the last season of Discovery, because it's about to restart again here pretty quick. And honestly, maybe the reason I was so hard on it earlier this year was because I was in a bad frame of mind at the time. It wasn't as terrible the second time through, but it's still meh. I don't know. The only thing so far that resonates with me is it actually being Star Trek is Strange New Worlds, and I'm just terrified at this point that they're just going to fuck it up and then I'm going to be even madder.
Okay. You know, this is why when they ended Star Trek Enterprise, they proved that they don't know how to end a series anymore. Deep Space Nine ended well. Voyager rushed, but ended okay. The way they ended Generation before the movies was fucking fantastic. And, you know, OG didn't know that it was going to get ended, so they just made a cartoon. They don't know how to end a series anymore, so they just shit all over it.
Well, I mean, honestly, the reason Enterprise ended the way that it did was because it was not well received. It was actually supposed to get a 5-year run, and it didn't. It only made it 3.
I mean, look at that versus, and oh, look, Ordy's going to make a SG-1 reference here. Look at the way they did Unending. Even with as disappointing as the Ori story arc was, the series finale, Unending, probably one of the best in sci-fi.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, I mean, part of it, the reason the Enterprise ending fell so flat, though, is because it wasn't supposed to be the ending. It was they basically got told 3/4 of the way through production of season 3 that was it. So they basically hastily cobbled together an ending for the show they weren't expecting to.
Just so cringe. Just so bad.
I mean,
terrible.
It just goes to show how much the show actually sucked, because the entire finale was basically Riker and Troy.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so, you know, I have a little bit of hope that maybe the left being completely cringe on everything they touch lately is slowly starting to kill wokeism, but it's just a little bit of hope, so we'll see.
Yeah.
Everything they touch lately dies, so we'll see.
You know, okay, so you know what's going to really speed up the death of wokeness is this fucking trial that lasted longer than their marriage. Now, I don't want to spend too much time talking about this. I just want to point out that this is indicative of how everyone in Hollywood, especially like the most vocal, the most the biggest nails that need to get hit with a hammer, what terrible fucking people they are, what just narcissistic shitbags they are, and all of America's watching it going, God, I was so invested in these people, and if I was wrong about them. Huh. So, yeah, that's my secret hope for the world. You know, keep going, CERN. Keep firing up that double power.
Well, I mean, here's my thing with all of that is, you know, we have, and, you know, Aaron touched on this with the Red Wine Ladies a second ago. We have elevated the Hollywood crowd to American royalty, and that was our own mistake.
Yeah, I want to go back to the time when actors were treated with less regard than prostitutes.
Or lawyers.
Yeah. I mean, everything that's wrong, and I know why we did. Okay, I know how it started. We were coming out of the Depression in World War II, where we needed to have, you know, oh, look at these fabulous people doing fabulous things. And, you know, it ramped up the 50s plastic fantastic, you know, postmodern consumerism. And I get that. And that it's what won us the Cold War. But holy shit. We could have, you know, after the 80s, we could have gone, all right, that's enough. It's just, you know, let's just dial that back. And we did it to ours. Actually, the Democrats did it to us, too, with HUAC. it all of a sudden made actors like sympathetic victims. And yeah. For you young kids, HUAC was the House Un-American Affairs Committee.
Oh. So, did you hear that apparently Elon Musk is going to vote Republican for the first time?
Well, he can't vote in the first place, so that doesn't matter. He has no address, and I know he's an American citizen, but he has no address, so where the fuck is he going to vote at?
I don't know.
What's that?
I have no idea. I just thought it was...
Go vote in all 50, Elon. I support you.
I mean, I was going to say, pull the leftist thing. Vote early, vote often, vote everywhere. Mm-hmm. Anyway, works for them. Why the hell not?
Yeah, so I saw that. Yeah, that, and you know what's funny is that he did a tweet, and I posted this because Jeff had been out all day, and he was wondering why Elon was posting the smile popcorn emojis. And so he made a tweet today where he's talking about how he used to support Democrats because he thought that they were the the party of kindness and. The party that was there for the people, and then he's come out to find that that's not necessarily true. And to prove his point, Lefty Twitter replied. and that's why he tweeted the smile and popcorn gif, because he's just a shitster, and he's better at it than Trump. I don't care if Trump comes back. Trump was wronged. I could really do without any more Trump. I've had a lifetime supply of Trump. But Elon is a good proxy because he trolls quietly. He just kind of throws these little grenades out there and whistles as he's walking away.
I know, right? I've watched him do it multiple times. He's just like, so I'm just going to go over here, drop this little bomb, keep on walking, nobody sees this. Boom!
What's funny is that everybody else in there goes, what does he mean by, that motherfucker?
He's legitimately made Twitter fun again. I mean, I still haven't had as much time to get on as I used to, but the little bit that I'm on now, I legitimately smile when I find his stuff, because he's just like telling her, he's like, I don't give a shit. I've missed that.
I mean, there's a level of fuck you money where you just buy Twitter to troll people.
Well, I mean, if that was his plan, it's working, because he's definitely pretty much trolling everybody.
You know, it's okay. So you remember in Demolition Man where they talk about repealing the amendment that prevented Arnold from running for president? They were joking about really that guy's president in it. So I can actually see them doing that for Musk.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, okay, I can see them trying it. And again, that's another fantastic troll. We got to make trolling great again.
Yeah, that's actually a good title, and we should start using that. Make trolling great again.
Yeah, MTGA. Because then maybe people are going to think that they were saying Marjorie Taylor Greene is awesome or some shit. No, fuck! This is why we can't have nice things.
Oh, anyway. We can figure something out.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be a guideline, but fuck if that wasn't prescient. Al says Demolition Man wasn't supposed to be a guideline.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's ever figured... I was reading through one of the things that you quote tweeted, and I'm like, I don't think anybody's ever figured out what they actually are saying when they say all right, because... The alt-right would technically be the left.
Yes. And they were. I mean, it's... Anyway.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what alt is short for, is alternate. So the alternate to the right is the left. So if you're calling people alt-right, you're alt-right, you're basically calling them leftists.
Well, and that...
Slam.
You're talking about the tweet how it's like, ultra magism is driving the right to Democrats. And no, Axios, just keep wish casting. That's not actually happening.
Well, no, it's you quote tweeted it. It was from Greg Gallagher. today's alt-right Republicans make Grover Norquist teabaggers look like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
You're like, bunch of words in a row here. Yep, that's a bunch of words in a row. But yeah, I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, wait a minute. So alt-right, which legitimately means the alternate of the right would be... or alternate to the right would be the left.
Well, it's kind of like more tree branches than a hard flip, but yeah. No, and yeah, a lot of the alt-right were actually left, so...
Yeah, and then there's the other one you're talking about from Axios that said the rise of the far-right Republican candidates has some Republicans considering voting Democratic this fall. No, actually it doesn't, because if they're considering voting for this shitstorm, then they were never actually conservatives to begin with.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's like the pedo project that had another intern say, hey, guys, we need to talk. You know, remember when you covered up for Weaver? I'm another one. Me Too in the pedophile project ranks. And yeah, so Steve Schmidt blocked him right away. So that tells me, yep, it's true.
So let's just, you know, take this, and I'm backtracking for a second, but let's take this to its logical conclusion. So Twitter, which has basically become and basically called itself a bastion of the left, and it's one of the reasons they started melting down when Elon bought the place, was because, you know, they had this homogenous community and now he's fucking it up. So this bastion of the left that doesn't support the First Amendment. So basically now, if you support the First Amendment, you're uber extreme right? Is that, I mean, that's kind of what that makes it seem like to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's the logic.
So I'm just, when your position is, if you're of the left, you can't support free speech, I think they're going to be the losing side more than we are.
Yeah. Again, proving Twitter is not real life.
I cannot believe somebody was dumb enough to say, free speech? We don't support that shit.
Right. Oh, you're one of those free speechers.
Twitter doesn't believe in free speech. Where the hell did you hear that? Well, your whole terms of service has actually said more than once that you technically support free speech. So is your terms of service a lie? Because if so, I'd like to have a word with your attorneys.
Now, that was just pillow talk, baby.
Well, if it was pillow, never mind. But yeah, so anyway.
Yeah. So, okay. In my job, I do have a lot of time to think while driving around. And it occurred to me, maybe not stock up on ammo, but bows and slings. I'm getting biblical. I'm going with bows and slings. So, if anyone knows anything about, back in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, I did archery, and I haven't done it for a very long time. I had a pretty cool recurve bow. But I'm thinking of getting back into it, and I don't want to go the whole massive compound bow to start. You know, I won't, you know, recurve, you know, maybe start easy without the whole fucking bubbed out goddamn bow kit. But, yeah. Al, that's up your territory. That's in your wheelhouse, isn't it? DM me. There's slings too. I was never really good with a slingshot, but I'm willing to learn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been known to cause some ruckus with a slingshot, so that wouldn't necessarily be an issue. I mean, not Bart Simpson level stuff, but I
have. Right. I mean, well, nobody's Bart Simpson level. I mean, come on. The man's a pro.
Well, you know, when you've been in the, what, fifth grade for 30 years?
Right.
Dude, that show's been on for it's still running.
Ever.
I just realized the other day, I was flipping through channels and it said, coming up next, new episode of The Simpsons. I was like, that shit started, like, on Tracy Ullman when I was 16, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It was a couple of years ago, but I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, I remember watching The Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman show, and it was one of the best parts of the Tracy Ullman show, when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah, I mean, that's just been around for forever. I'm just thinking, I can't think of anything other than, like, a soap opera that's ran for that long.
Yeah, I really, nothing.
But yeah, I mean,
Yeah, like General Hospital or One Life to Live. Yeah, they've been around forever. But, yeah, I'm not... you're right. I can't think of a... Not even game shows that have run that long. Maybe Price is Right. No, definitely Price is Right.
Yeah, Price is Right. But, I think Wheel of Fortune might be pretty much around there, too, because that show's been around for forever. Because I remember when that first started, dude, Vanna White looks like she was 12 now when you see the old episodes.
Right. Like, yeah, Jeopardy. No, okay, so I remember, because we used to get extra credit in 7th and 8th grade English for watching Jeopardy.
I never got extra credit. I was just a nerd. I liked to watch that show.
No, I liked the show anyway, but yeah, like we would sit there and, discuss it in class for extra credit.
I used to piss off my brothers because they'd be sitting there watching it with me and I'd get like half the interest rate. And they're like, fucking nerd. Like, yeah, whatever.
It's like Jeff said, Family Feud, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the reasons we forget how long some of these shows have been on, though, is because when the hosts reset, it's like we forget about the older hosts.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yeah, because,
I mean, shit, Family
Feud. You had Bob Barker on Price is Right forever. Now, I don't think I've watched a single episode with Drew Carey.
Yeah, I have to admit, I haven't really either. I don't know, something about once Bob Barker stepped away from it, I was like, I can't do it. I take that back. I think I've watched maybe half an episode when it was Price is Right prime time. When the wife was still here because she wanted to watch it, and I went and found something else to do, and then I got yelled at because you never want to do anything that I want to do. Well, if you weren't watching stupid shit.
Right.
Anyway.
Match Game was great. And $10,000 Pyramid. That was another good one. What was the one with the fucking, like... Help me out, Chad. It was kind of like the Noid from Domino's Pizza. Press Your Luck. Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was Press Your Luck, I think.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. I mean, game shows used to be fun. They're all, like, super serious now for the most part.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. You know, it's all doomy, like, with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The music is just so ominous and...
I mean, I guess the
Your life just may depend on this answer. Would you like to phone a friend? Because we're going to kill them if they get it wrong.
The only one they've brought back, which is about as campy as what original game shows used to be, is when they brought back Let's Make a Deal that runs during the daytime now.
Yeah.
They still have, like, the people that show up in costumes and stuff. I was like, oh, that's cool. They don't really do that shit anymore.
You know what was fun was the Gong Show.
Yeah, that one was fun. I used to like to watch that when I was a kid.
That was one of the few, that was like a primetime one, too. That wasn't like, Hollywood Squares. God, Hollywood Squares with Paul Lynn was fantastic.
Dude, I used to love, we're like nostalgic game show night here or something. But yeah,
I know, right? Join in, chat.
All right, chat, so what was your favorite game show? Which one? Okay, so let's do this. Which game shows did you pretend you were sick so you got to watch?
Yeah, or... Of the few that ever made it into primetime, like Gong Show or whatever, which one of those? Give us your nostalgia.
Dude, I remember Hollywood Squares was always such a big deal.
Yeah, and Mike, you're not wrong. Vanna White is still hot, but there is definitely a painting in an attic that is aging rapidly.
This is so true, because she does not look her age at all.
No.
God, she is still
What is she, 97?
I'm going to say
she's... I mean, seriously, because she was... I mean, she was an adult when I started watching... I mean, back in the early Pat Sajak days, when they were when Martin Short was making fun of Pat Sajak. He's so pure.
I think
they were
only in their 20s back then, though. I mean, like, early 20s. I think they may be getting close to maybe 70 now.
Let's get a fact check. How old is Vanna White? 65?
65.
That's it? He's younger than my neighbor that I think is hot. Yeah, Let's Make a Deal was the old one with Monty Hall. Yeah.
I don't care. She's still younger than me.
Yeah. What was the one... Oh, the Newlywed Game. That was fun, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh... I remember so many episodes where you're like, oh, shit, they're headed for divorce court when this is over.
What's the strangest place you've ever made whoopee? That would be the butt, Bob. Oh, God. Just the way, yeah.
Hey, Mike. It would be easier to name the people that aren't younger than you. Oh, sorry. Just kidding.
Vanna White. No, I'm kidding. Or not Vanna White. Betty White. God damn.
She's dead, bro.
I know. But only a little bit. I mean,
I still hate the fact that she's gone, dude. Like, she was like so. She was just. I mean, she was still kicking ass in her 90s, man. That just sucks.
She's gone. Okay. Okay. Here's my theory. She had to die in order for CERN to get the energy in order to double up their production power to send us back home. It is canon.
You know, you may not be wrong, because things have started shifting since she died.
Yeah.
No, that would be how it was to, if they were still doing it like the way they were doing it back then today. Ow. I'll give you $300 if you have a used condom in your purse. Although that's gross.
Yeah. Bye.
You.
Yeah, just shake it out and turn it inside out.
Besides, if it was a man, that's not a purse, that's a satchel. Just saying.
It's a tactical bag. I'm still running with that joke. You know, pegboard has been replaced by tactical Molly systems.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's kind of, the backrest for your truck or your car, they're at, you know, they go the behind the seat Molly kits.
Yeah.
Those are actually pretty good. And I'm looking at that and I'm like going, okay, maybe there's something to this Bubba shit.
Uh-oh. Al's dropping a YouTube video.
Uh-oh. Let me see. I'll do it. And if I'm lucky, I'll do it without the sound. Okay, I'm clicking the link. Links are spoofy, but I'm clicking the link. Okay. Yeah, Monty Python blackmail. I remember that when they had the game show Blackmail.
Wow, that one I don't remember.
Yeah. Al, they're like, you know, some of them are like the cheap ones, $40-$50 on Amazon. The good ones are like up to 70, but I see absolutely no difference between the cheap ones and the good ones. It's hardened plastic, for fuck's sake, that you just put your Molly straps through. It's not goddamn rocket surgery.
Are you sure?
Because
according to the left, pretty much everything's rocket surgery anymore.
Well, I mean, except for rocket surgery.
Well, because you know...
Actual science, not so much.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what are you watching, man?
I was about to ask you the same question.
Can you believe we've only got 10 minutes left in the show?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of, but yeah.
I mean, 10 minutes from our usual break time, we'll probably go over. You know what? I'm gearing up for, you know, after Ron mentioned that they greenlit a second season for Carnival Row, I started watching Carnival Row again. That is, if you haven't seen it, it is a really, really good show on
On Prime, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Prime. I had to run through my Rolodex. Okay, what streaming services do I still have? Yeah, right, Jeff. I don't know exactly when the UFO landed and dumped off all these stupid people, but apparently they aren't coming back for them.
That was the one thing we forgot to talk about tonight—the whole Congress session with
UFO. Okay, because we're saving that for this weekend.
Oh, we are
now. Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well,
you're in the DM.
There's no we because I wasn't invited, but that's okay.
I believe you were.
Actually, I didn't see an invite, but
checks my.
I was in the group,
I'm going to feel very awkward if you're not actually in this group.
No, I was in the group, but I never saw myself being officially invited. I just heard.
Do you want an engraved one? Would you like to have
a
nice
emboss on? I want a fucking 24 karat gold embossed engraved invitation. Damn it! No, I'm just playing.
Christ.
Hey, you don't have to put up with food anymore. Somebody's going to act entitled around here.
Right, so yeah. No more blue M&Ms in the green room, guys. So,
actually, those were her favorites, weren't they?
Was that how it was? It was a yeah, it could only be blue M&M's. That's right. It could only be blue M&M's. That was in her contract.
Because, yeah, that was one of the things she joked about when she first came over from the station that shall not be mentioned. She said, I need, I think it was a Prada bag, blue M&M's, and there was something else. So I sent her pictures of all of them, and she says, yeah, we're going to get along great.
I think we did that when we were going over to Mojo, too.
She probably did, because it's her running bit. But yeah, she loved the fact that I actually responded and said, I've met all your contractual requirements. Here are your attachments. And she's like, we're going to get along great. Because I was a smartass and sent her a bunch of pictures of the shit she said
ooh,
she wanted.
Ron with concentration.
Ooh, I forgot about that one, too.
Forgot about that one. Good one, Ron. Yeah, so, okay, so this weekend, we're trying to put together a Lost Wanderer / Sunday Nights with Al and juxtaposition kind of sprinkled in with it, talking about the UFO congressional hearings.
Ooh, then yes, I'm definitely down.
Yeah, you're in the DM room. That was an obvious invite, you fucking clown. Jesus.
You know I was giving you shit.
I know, I'm just... Come on, I'm giving it back.
Oh, do we really got to talk about anyway?
Yeah, see, Al just gave you the embossed invitation in chat.
Aren't they talking about poop enough during the trial?
You know, what was funny was Amber Turd was trending the other day.
Oh, I just think it's funny that SNL did a skit about that.
Well, I mean, okay, their careers are obviously over, and I don't think Depp cares. Depp has got fuck you money. Amber Heard, I'm sorry, I never really heard of her before.
Aquaman.
Yeah, and even then, I was like, eh. I mean...
I mean, she's...
She's not hot enough for crazy hot sex to be that good, to make it all worth it. She's attractive, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, there's, on the Crazy Hot Matrix, she doesn't, I mean, she's not at unicorn level, she's at the other end. She's, you know, hairdressers and women named Tiffany level.
Actually, I would almost put her at the Trinity level, but that's on the new one that I just posted.
I'm, that's a dude. No, but I just, she's... I can't imagine the sex being that mind-bending that it would all be worth it.
Well,
yeah, I mean, she's no Selma Hayek. And Selma Hayek isn't that fucking crazy either. At least not, you know, that has gotten out in public.
Yeah, well, let's be fair. How much mind can Johnny Depp actually have left to bend?
You know, it was kind of when Stacey made the comment of, I'll have to look at what I replied so that way I can get her exact verbiage. Do-do-do, please hold. Yeah, talking about his terrible substance abuse problem. I'm like, I don't know, it sounds like he's abusing the good stuff.
I don't know if that's a terrible substance. I mean,
yeah, it's not terrible. I mean, he's abusing the good stuff, cocaine.
The abuse might be bad. The substance itself is not necessarily terrible.
I mean, it's not like he's using heroin and meth. I mean, he's doing the good stuff. He's doing the stuff. He's doing the moneyed stuff. When you have when you're moneyed, then you have a drug problem, and you can go to promises for a while.
Oh, but yeah, I mean, at this point, both of their careers are pretty much done. They've already, I think they've even named whoever they're replacing for Jack Sparrow now, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't really care. I lost interest in those movies a while ago. The only one that I'm honestly upset about is the Harry Potter prequel that they've removed him from. It's like, yeah.
Right, that was good.
Yeah, he actually did good in that one. And he
won't. You just reminded me. When I finished the Harry Potter series, I should have gone into those. I'll start them.
Yeah.
I can pause Carnival Row. I've seen that. I actually haven't. I watched Fantastic Beasts once, and that was fun. But then, like, all this controversy started going around that I've happily forgotten since, so I can actually, you know, watch it.
Yeah, see, you've mentioned Carnival Row more than once. I've tried to watch it. I haven't been able to get into it yet.
Give it another go. Give it another go. Your head's in a better place now. Do it tonight. Huh, Ron? Tell him, Ron.
Yeah, probably won't tonight, but I might this weekend.
Okay. No, give it a run. Don't try to binge it. I mean, there's a lot of lore taking it. It's like when we were talking about Shadow and Bone. There's a lot going on. You can't just like have it on in the background and pop your head up every now and then. You've got to, you know, get yourself a good bowl of popcorn, a couple of six pack of beer, and just, if you're going to binge it, do it with the intent of having interest.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, I don't know if I'll binge it or not, but yeah, lately at night I've been just kind of turning the Rockford Files on as background noise so I can go to sleep. I like that show.
The old one? Yeah. Actually, yeah, because
there is
the
old
that
one. They didn't ever remake that one.
That surprises the fuck out of me.
I mean, they've remade everything else, but honestly, I'm kind of glad they left that one alone.
You know, they can't remake The Streets of San Francisco because it's just, you know, oh, I stepped in shit. Ew.
Yeah, there are no street chases in San Francisco anymore. And if there are, you better have a hazmat suit on.
Yeah, see? Ron's with me. It's awesome. Yeah, one show at a time. Maybe, you know, get up, stretch, go for a walk, sit back down, watch another one, but go into each one.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, honestly, I've kind of been on an old show kick lately. Like, I've been watching the flight attendant show on Max, but most of the time, if I'm just trying to unplug and don't want to watch any news or anything, I've been watching Rockford Files usually at night, because I went all the way through Night Court. Speaking of Night Court, I swear to God, I'm having another of the Mandela Effect moments, because I could have swore on the last episode that her and Harry got hitched, and that did never happen.
Not in this timeline, and that I agree. I thought they did too.
The other thing that's weird, and I don't remember this happening before either. Like, there's the episode that you know is the very last episode because she goes off to Congress, he stays a judge. The very last episode is Dan joking about he's figured out who the woman of his dreams is, and he's going to go off and chase her now. And Harry's like, who, and he's like, Miss Sullivan. He's like, wait, my Christine? And that's when it ends. And then there's another episode that's completely outside of everything. Everybody's back, and it's the last episode that they ever ran. And everybody's back, and it's just a normal campy episode. I'm like, wait a minute. What the hell? And so, first of all, I could have swore they got married. Second of all, when the hell did the series get out of order? So confused.
They did a Firefly.
But yeah, it was just weird, but when I finished watching that, I was like, my brain literally hurt, because I'm like, wait a minute, I could have swore they got married. Because she married the other guy first, that didn't work out, and I could have swore the very last episode, because she wasn't working for him anymore, I could have swore they got married. And I'm like, what the hell? How am I misremembering this badly? Because that was like one of my favorite shows when I was a kid. And it literally made my brain hurt, because for a second I was like remembering two versions of reality, and I'm like, I can't do this. Ugh. But yeah, so I've been finished watching that.
Hang on.
What?
Nash Bridges in 2021 is in San Francisco?
Well, the original Nash Bridges was in San Francisco, but I didn't know they were remaking.
God, that's right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's Don Johnson, Bonnie Somerville, Cheech Marin. Yeah, Mike just linked one. It was released 11/27/2021.
I haven't even seen that yet. I didn't even know they relaunched it. But yeah, so.
Oh, it's a movie. Okay, all right. It's not a TV show. It's a one-off movie. All right, okay, cool. Yeah, he says it's good.
Oh yeah, I'll have to go find that. I didn't know that was a thing. But yeah, so I've actually started rewatching Castle again because the Rookie season finale was the other day, and so I've been watching Castle. It's sad though because I know how it ends. So, but it's been fun to kind of rewatch, even though I didn't like how they ended it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, everybody's stoked about that Nash Bridges movie in chat. That's awesome.
I was like, I didn't even know
that. I'm stoked about it. I didn't know about it either.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go
find that.
I love that
show.
Yeah, I loved that show as a kid.
I forgot it was in San Francisco, though. I don't know why I had it in my head. I mean, now that you said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course it was. But I always had it in my head that it was like in Houston.
No, it was SFPD.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we've got all that going on.
So, yeah, my my TO called everybody Bubba, and when I started doing it, they assumed it was because Nash Bridges is like, no, that's what my TO used to call everybody, so it's kind of stuck.
Right.
Anyway. But, yeah, I used to love to watch that show. I didn't know they made a movie. I'm going to have to go find it. So, anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off about what you were watching. I just got excited for a second.
Like I said, I've been going back, watching Carnival Row. See, now that I've watched the whole thing and digested it, I can kind of have it as a background noise. But still, I'm... Again, there's a lot of lore in it. There's a lot of... lot going on. So, you do have to pay attention. It's like how you had to pay attention in the first season of The Witcher. Yeah, even if you were familiar with all the lore and everything like that, too, you still... To understand what was going on in that, especially to find out later that it wasn't in linear. It wasn't a linear story. But still, it is, you kind of had you couldn't just background it. You had to actively watch.
Yeah, well, that was the thing with me and The Witcher, is I was like three episodes in before I realized it wasn't linear, and I'm like, God damn it, I have to start over, because I was like, why am I so fucking confused? And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, this isn't linear.
I was like... All but the last two episodes before I figured out it was in a linear.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I was getting frustrated because I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because, I mean, normally I don't necessarily mind shows that do that, but most of the shows that do that, they make it apparent that that's what they're doing. Like, there'll be, like, a shimmer, or there'll be something. And this show didn't do any of that, so I'm like, why? I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense. And I was like, oh, shit, never mind, it's not linear. I have to start over now because I missed something.
They didn't do the fringe color shift when they were going into different realities.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, it's normally, you know, like, even on shows that do that on a semi-regular basis, it'll be like, you know, like a show will start, and, you know, you'll see the main character die or nearly die, or you think they die, and then it flashes back 48 hours later. You know, so there's normally some sort of a way to make it apparent that the show was going to be shifting back and forth, even if it's just like a one or two shift thing. This one was shifting all the time. It didn't fucking tell you. I was like, that makes my head hurt, especially once I figured it out. Then I went back and started from the beginning again. I was like, okay, now I get it. But yeah, you have to really be paying attention because they don't make it apparent that it shifts. Once you know they're shifting, you can tell the difference. But until you figure that out, it's really confusing. But the Fringe took that to a whole new level since you brought that up, dude. Like, they had, like, different intros, different colors for whatever universes they were in. They had, like, the blue universe for the Prime, the red universe for the other one, and then when they merged, it became a completely different color. I was like, they just put a lot of thought into that shit, which is weird. Anyway. Did you fall asleep on me?
Sorry, no, I accidentally muted because I was coughing and... Yeah, no, it was like, you know, at first it would just be with Anna Torv's hair. You know, she was a ginger in one reality, but then it was kind of like, okay, we need to be more subtle than that. So there was actually like a light filter on it. You know, so it was like there was just a slight blue or red tinge on everything depending upon which universe they were in. Because if you know, the scenes that she wasn't in, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I really liked that show until the last season again.
Yeah.
It was really good. Then they fucked it up.
Yeah. Badly. Really badly. That was make Babylon, fifth season of Babylon 5 watchable fuck up.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, after I rewatched The Fringe and watched all the way through, because I hadn't actually seen all of season 5, because I got so pissed off before I stopped watching it. So I actually watched it all the way through, and then I rewatched Babylon 5 again a couple months ago, and that was literally the thought that I had, because I finally watched all of season 5. I had never watched all of season 5 on Babylon 5 either, and I finally watched it all the way through. I was like, you know, they fucked up Fringe so bad on season 5, this one doesn't seem so bad anymore.
It's like Eureka.
Oh god, what is it with all these shows that ended in 5th years that were just terrible? It's like, they should have just stopped at 4.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. The reason why the 5th season of Eureka was so bad is I think that they just took all the scripts that they, you know, they knew they were canceled. But it was like a mid-season cancellation, so it's like, all right, we can't just leave the fans hanging like that. We have to have some resolution, but we can't just have like a special, you know, just one episode special. So I'm convinced they took all of the scripts that they had rejected using in previous seasons and just said, you know what,
fuck it. Let's let them have it all. Yeah, I mean, honestly, because
it doesn't make sense. Allison is bitchy as fuck. I just made the show unenjoyable. Jack finally gets together with Allison, and it's like, oh, now she's a fucking bitch.
Just everything. I mean, you know. To be fair, having come out of the narcissistic marriage, that's not that uncommon, really. That's not that uncommon, really. She finally got what she wanted, and then she got pissy. Just saying, it's not that uncommon. But no.
Okay, fair, but yeah. I mean, none of the stories made sense. None of the characters were acting like they. It's like I said, they were just absolutely rejected scripts. But they had to do something, and you know they weren't going to hire writers to do a fifth season, half a season, and
you know what it was that this whole Stargate AI project that everybody's talking about. That's what happened. That's the first time they legitimately turned over script writing to AI. I'm telling you.
That okay. First time they acknowledged
it. No, they haven't officially acknowledged it yet, but that's what I'm saying. Well, I think that's what happened.
Haven't they?
I've never heard them acknowledge it.
Okay, so we missed the Jux last Friday, and you had every reason to. That sounds like you had a lot of fun and everything was awesome. So the weird thing is earlier in the day, Elon Musk had made a reference to the dead internet theory. And we had just done a show on that back in January. So I had Jeff replay it. That was one of our best shows.
Yep.
One of our better shows, I think. That it was like up with the first Mandela effect we did, rock and roll curses with Al, the origins of UFO stories, we did with Jeff. So good.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad Jeff was able to get that going, because I had actually hit him up about it before, because everybody was like, y'all should do another one on that, and I'm like, I won't be able to, because I'm going to be at my niece's graduation, but hey, Jeff! Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Ron, I listened to the Shadow People episode we did with you. Way back machine. You did a lot better than you think you did, my friend. You do have a good voice for radio, and you were very engaging with your content.
I've tried to tell him that he doesn't listen to me. Anyway,
yes, I do actually listen to our shows from time to time.
I still do too. You know, sometimes I do it as what would be kind of homework. You know, figure out what I did right, what I did wrong, what I could do better. Even now, because, it's how you learn. It's like game film. Anyway, believe it or not,
yes,
we've officially made it through the whole hour without taking a break.
And gone over, yeah. Actually, no, we did start at 10 minutes after. So, cool. Where are you going to be at this week?
Well, for me, I think Jen and I are going to try again tomorrow night. She had actually wanted to do it last week. She actually reached out to me at like 20 minutes till, and I'm like, I have things I have to get ready for tomorrow, so let's try next week. So I think we're going to do Jen and Rick tomorrow. I'm going to text her in the morning, make sure she's still good to go, and as soon as I hear back from her, I'll let you guys know. And then that'll be it for me for this week, because this is our off week for Jux, and I don't want to push that, because that show is a lot of work, and we already have
it kind
of
a
round table in the works on Sundays now, so
yeah.
But anyway, so that'll be fun. And actually, apparently, I won't be producing that one. That's new, too. I don't get to not
yes,
produce
yeah,
very often.
You get to actually be a guest for a change.
I get to just hang out and talk, not go, oh, shit, I forgot to push the button.
Right. Damn it.
Damn it.
Cool.
So what about you? What else you got going on this week?
I got Culture Shift tomorrow, and then with Brad at 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. And then we got that roundtable we're talking about for Sunday. And then back on Monday with Lou and Jeff on Cyberchill.
Woohoo! Look at you. Still running the table like a rock star.
Well, you know what's good is that I've only got 3 shows a week.
Yeah. You know, there for a while you were doing more than that.
Yeah. And yeah. So, but yeah, we're gonna try it. This will be Al's first time doing a multiple call in, because he does a live show, but he does it solo. Or sometimes he'll have his kid on.
But the good news is, Even because I know his primary concern has been, you know, he doesn't know if his bandwidth's going to hold up. Since they've changed Skype, though, you don't. It's all done differently now, so the bandwidth isn't as big of an issue as it used to be.
It's run on the cloud.
It used to be whoever started the call had to have all the bandwidth, and it's not like that anymore. But anyway, we should get out of here.
Remember that Thanksgiving special we did where I had the best internet of the group, and I was still struggling to keep 10 people on at a time?
Yeah, I remember because you were like,
those are the early days of the internet.
I can't fucking do this. I have the best internet of everybody around here, and I can't keep more than 8 people on the call at a time.
Right. Well, I could keep them all on the call, but I couldn't myself talk.
Well, you know,
as soon as I talked, it crashed all the things.
Well, you know, that's just because it was your internet. But anyway, we should get out of here because I know you got to get up early. And
yes, thank you.
I got shit I got to do before I can go to bed. So we're going to get out of here. You guys have a great night. Thank you for joining us for Chat Lives Matter Night. I'll see you guys hopefully tomorrow night. Honestly, since I missed Rails this week, even if Jim doesn't want to do a show, I'll probably do Rails tomorrow night. And then I'll be back hanging out with the boys on Sunday for the roundtable that I just got invited to. Woohoo! We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Hell, hi.